Ran Yud Aleph from a Beis. Rashi the Rambam okay Kedei LaHamil. Yeah, we got that far.
Yeah.
Okay. Kedei LaHamil Bodelis. Rashi the Rambam Kedei LaHamil Bodelis. So it's about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down on the narrow lines in Yud Aleph from a Beis. Kedei LaHamil Bodelis Kosher. Any size, any. Type of a wall, door. Vafil Yochel Hamid Bo Delis Shalkashin. Daya, even if all that is a door made out of straw, it's sufficient. Kashin Shashibola means the stubble you have left over in the field. Avaxas Chur, it's a hole. Shatsir Delis Sovev Boy, that the pin which the door turns on goes into. Literally that it turns in. Even though you don't need an actual door there, you need it to have be roy to put a door there. So he also have to have the potential infrastructure to support a door. The piece on top need to touch the side posts. Or is it sufficient that it is suspended? He surrounded an area their rechava, which is their backyard. That's how to carry in it. Made tzuras haPesach, many of them. Yesim yesim, more than 10. Vassal in peya. And he did this peya thing, which is stretching a vine across, and they didn't touch. Kippa, shar ha'asik kippa. It's a gate which is in the shape of a arch. Chavim b'parchim ibnei malah be'igul. Who made it? Because up on the top, where it's bent, it gets narrow. When a roch of arba, it's not four tefachim wide. When pesach b'chusim idal roichav, you can't have a door which is less than four tefachim wide. V'sham nishim yesh b'raglel asoro goiva kadam sheyasul la'aga. If it has 10 going up straight before it starts to curve. Chayevis, do yesh ba asora goiva v'rechav arbo. Okay, because it has a height of that scenario, it has a height of 10 and a width of 4. If you call a eagle sosum, so even if theoretically the whole area where it was curved had been closed, it wasn't open at all. Nisher shame. Nishar Shom Shir Pesach Kosher. You still have a valid doorway because it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide before it starts to bend. So even if we would enclose the whole bending part of the top, it wouldn't make a difference. Okay. So what now? How is this the proof to against Rav Sheish? The why now? Alma ain't tzrichim liga. We're saying that it's kosher based on what's lower down. The eagle, where the area becomes shorter, is not part of the doorway. It's not closed in. So where is the top beam? The eagle mafsik bein tikra hal yarno the mezuzas. So the upper part, which is flat, and the lower part, which is the side post. There is this, the height of the bend is in the way. And still, Tani Chayevitz, so that's considered a doorway, and it's Chayev in Mezuzah, so the same thing over here. Abaya Fushi Plutaya Wasa. Abaya really is not, so it comes out, really the proof has been finished, is finished at that point in time. The fact that Mark quotes Abaya, Hakol Moedim, etc., that's not really relevant to our proof. Once he brought the Machlokes, we explained it. Lishnachrinum. There's a second version. Ve'omra Abaya, that's with a Vav. And Garsinan. Pirish Dabaya, Finan Dein Srichim Liga. So according to this version, so from the actual Bryce itself, we would not be able to prove against Rav Sheshes. But based on how Abaya explained it, then we're able to prove it. Because Abaya says that even in a scenario where you could have argued that maybe that's what the Chosin Meir and the Chachamim is. I could have argued that that's exactly what they're arguing about, whether it has to touch or not. But came up by and said, no, they're arguing Chagigim Lahashlim, but it seems to be the fact that they're not touching is not bothersome to anybody. Because even the Chachamim agree that there's no issue of touching. So you need Abaya, according to this version, you have to have the Ve'omer Abaya, so it's all part of the proof. They argued, and Abaya said, da, 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 oh, now we have a proof. So that's what he has above. It's 10 tefachim high, but it didn't go up and down straight 3. It's no good. The chobotzim mishlosha goiva is less than 3 high. Is arasmichli. Excuse me. So it's just like the extension of the we have this that's a phrase from a Gemara in Shabbos and Zion that the first 3 tefachim above the ground are just like the thickness of the ground. It's like you made the ground a little bit higher. Okay. Ain shom mi passes that klum she roichav arbo. So the issue here is not so much that it bends, but the problem was that it bends and becomes less than 4. So the lower part, it's not a doorway, because it's not the three tefachim. That's not called pesach at all. That's ground. Above that is already getting less than 4, so not chayv. You know, Yesh Regla Goyva Shloisha. Ristam Regla Rechadal. So the height of the bottom is 4. Vein Goyva Asorum. But the problem is it isn't 10 Tvachim high. Look, what's he? Mezuzah. Yeah. Vein Goyva Asorum, but look, Klum. It's not 10 tefachim high. It's not 10 tefachim high. Completely the yesh berag le'ashloish. The nafik mitaras arasmich. So you have at least 3 tefachim, which are straight up and down, above the height of the grounds, where it's 4 tefachim wide. Behatcher pesach. So there's definitely some beginnings of a pesach over here. Arbo roicha begayva asar. And the height of the total thing is 10. Ima eagle with the bends. But as it starts to bend, it's not 4 tefachim high. But there is enough material around to, if we want to carve out a doorway which would be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Well, this is the eagle to take away the bends. Well, our keyboard to extend it, to expand it. Our boa to a width of 4. Belonafikas Rosh. Blonophilus Rosha Eagle Hoelion without losing the top of your arch. Shabinyan Oruch Lakan Lakan, the area which is built up extends on both sides. Vayna Binyan Kola Mikan Mikan Lamidas Ashar. It's not that it was bent the whatever is built is the same shape as the actual arch, which means you have nothing to cut into, but rather it's built more extensively beyond it, so you could theoretically carve out a doorway. So Meir holds you do chakin lahashlim. Hal b'gayber shloisha yesh hechsher roich of pesach. For the first 3, ready it has a width of a pesach. Ryan shiva hal yoinim kilo hein chakukim mibefnim v'rechavim lemidas reglan. So you look at the upper 7 as if they've been cut out and expanded to that width. Okay, so the Mishnah. You know, for base in the Mishnah, Heksha Mavi, what do you need to make a Mavi usable to carry? Meshama Amrim Lechi Vikar, you need a Lechi and a Kara. That's Meshama. Beis Hillel says, Either one. You don't need both. You need two lechis.
There's a
Korah.
Now, is he only saying if you have a lechi, then you need two of them?
Well, we'll see in the morning. The more we discuss what exactly is a Bliezer's shita. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Talmud Echad, one of the Talmidim quoted in Rabbi Yishmael's name, his name Rabbi Kiva. He told Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Yishmael said the following: that Lo Nechel Kul Beisham Misil Al Mavi Shupachas Me'arba Amos Shehu Nita Oy Belechi Oy Bekara. If the width is less than 4 Amos, either Beisham agrees that a Lechi or a Kara is sufficient. Amah Nechel Kul. From 4 till 10, so he's limiting the Mechalikas of Hashem from 4 Tvachim till 10 Tvachim. Rabbi Kiva said back, Rabbi Kiva, know that they're arguing even less than 4 Amos. So Rashi, one Rashi, Amavi Shurachim Shupachim Erba Amos, Reich Epistle, the opening is less than 4 Amos. Mor says, "Come on." We're talking about the Mor assumes. From, not sure exactly. I'm saying why the Mor assumes right now. We're talking about a mavi foolish. And it says you need a lechi and a kara. What we had before, you need a tzuras of pesach and a lechi on one side, and you need a lechi with kara on the other side. Or you need a delis. Come on, deloiket chananya, deloiket ketanakam. Because the mission does not differentiate between a mavi sasim and a mavi mefulish. Worse than that, someone named Amr Yehuda Hachi Kamar, Hechsher mavi sasim keitzad, Shemar melecha bekara, Bishalamar oylechi oykara. Okay. So this is not relevant to that machloikas. So the more, Bishalamar melechi vikara, Bishalamar requires elechi and akara. The member, the more that means to say, the kasabri beshamai arba mechitzas the raisa, to be considered a valid rishus yachid must have four walls on four sides. So beshamai says that unless you have a lechi and a kara, that unless you enclose, basically you close it as best as you can, so that's not considered enclosed, and it's not rishus yachid. Where it says lo, no. Lizuk Misholosh Hudu Mechayim. I can argue that even if there's three walls already, and somebody would throw from Rosh Rabim into the Shesayach, into that area, he'd be chay. It's said Minaraisis instead of Rosh Hashayach with three walls. But Latal told to allow carrying Adik Arab, Beshameh holds you need four. Misholomrim, Oy Lechi, Oy Kara. You can have either one, because Lamer Kasari based Hillel Shalom Mechitzah is the Raisa. The reason why that's so, because since three Mechitzahs the Raisa is Rosh Hashanah, so that's why on the fourth side, you need or a Lechi or a Kara. We're not really so concerned what you put there, because you really have a Rosh Hashanah the Raisa already with three walls. But. We would argue that at least three would be required. Versus lo, I could even argue kind of a silly lizik mishtaim with the mechayev l'tal tal deka sholosh. Maybe even two is enough. So I can't really direct remember exactly how much Basila holds in regards to the lachas of what's the mechitzah derais. The more seems to say that the simple reading that's where the Rashba learns. That Beis Hillel definitely holds that you don't need four deraisa. The Ram passes you need four deraisa. So the Ram is obviously learning the Gemara differently.
You mean to be metal too?
No, well, to be chayiv. Be chayiv for it. So Zekrashi. Fuzrika, yeah. Beis Hillel, well, he passes like Beis Hillel. Always passing Beis Hillel. The Mora is not saying that definitely Basil holds you need three, he's saying that Basil could say three but he learns at the end of the Mora saying that Beis Hillel could say four also. So Rashi, command the Lucky Chananya, the Rambam. So Rashi, because the Chodaita, the Hachikamer, Hetsher Mavim a foolish Beishama, even a Hetsher Mavim a foolish Beishama, he says a Lechi and a curve is enough, etc. Mora says Beishama holds all Mechitzes the right, so Halachul Moshe Mesinai he Mechitzes. The bottom of the machitza will have rishus ayachid. This will be part of our masara. You must have machitza on four sides. Shem hachi boy lechi bekara. To have a machitza mel yosef. So we need a lechi and a kara to make it a complete machitza. Lizrak mishus rabbi l'seichai. I can argue mishalosh the machayev. The shalosh machitza is the rice of the shemir rishus ayachid. Three is enough to make it rishus ayachid. And a person would throw rishus rabbi into this mavi he be chai. I will tell to the seicha gozer but not the carry, but the carry chazal do not allow you to carry unless there are four sides. Well, if you hold that. It's a caramelist. But the chazal ramata with the lechi and a karo. That's something that the Rambam learns. That three is equivalent to a caramelist. It's not just a rabbin. It's not just a yachid yet. Eliezer Arim lechayayin. He says you need two lechis. He bore lehu. Eliezer lechayayin vikarakamer or double lechayayin beloy karakamer. Does he mean two and also a kara or not? Toshma, Maaseh b'Rabbi Eliezer shahalach etzel Rabbi Yosi ben Preda Talmidoi. Eliezer one time went to Rabbi Yosi ben Preda, who was Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud, Uvlin, to the city of Uvlin. Masosha Yosha ben Mavi Shein loy ela lechi echad. Only had one lechi in the Mavi. Amalu b'ni asay lechi acher. Make a second lechi. No, caramelist is a caramelist.
As if it is, the person is to carry.
If you can't carry it. You cannot carry it. You can't carry it either.
It
wouldn't be chayiv. Before mechitzah, you're chayiv. Okay, so you have to invite them. Why do I have to close it off like this? So okay, yes, you have to close it off. What's bothering you? The Brisa continues. So we have Rabbi Shmuel talking, and now it's Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel talking, saying the same point. If it's less than 4 hours, you don't need anything at all. A man echlokua brachu me'arba amish v'ad eser shebisham armin lechi vikar b'sil armin oy lechi oy kar. The Mora's going to get back to that phrase, obviously. Tani miyus v'chil esersu v'ni tzorech. Do I have to close it off? Iyam b'shlama l'chayayin v'kara he said, what's this issue? I remember, it's like I'm closing the thing all up. If you tell me you need two lechayayin and a kara also, so I understand his this reprobator's bewilderment. Aliyamat lechayayin b'lo kara, and it's just two lechayayin. My lechayismoy, why is considered a stima? So Morris is back. No, Hachikomer b'chil esesu b'chayayin and nitzarich. It was a narrow. It was he was. It's someone not from a halachic sense, not from a practical sense. I have this narrow, this fairly narrow opening, and now you're asking me to put lechis on both sides and stuff it up even more. Okay, so that's the Morris is not a conclusive proof. What Rabbi Eliezer holds on that. Amar Amar Shimon Gamliel. Doesn't need anything at all. You need something. And this, here we have the Bryce saying you do not need anything at all. The Bryce is going to assume that Rav Shimon is not arguing under Rav Shmuel, because otherwise the Mishnah would have made some mention of it, something of that sort, that there's another opinion. Some words like this, okay. Beis Hillel is the baseline, or Alechi or Karo. The question is, do we need to add more onto it? So the Beloy Klum is you do not need any more than the baseline. How we said if it's less than 10, it doesn't need. Needs a lechi or a kara. How small down is that true? Rav Achli v'Tamer Rav Yechiel ad arba till 4 tefachim. So, but once it's 4 tefachim, it's less than 4 tefachim. It doesn't need anything. Okay. Let's see Rashi, top Rashi. Uvlin, Malkum is the name of a place. Hokar Ma'anat Sarach, Lechi Vikaru. He did not need a Lechi Anakaru. High Klum of the Kamar. So that was just the word, you don't need anything at all. Hanab Tosef is the Mosi Beishamai Rebeliezer on the Beis Hillel court. That which they're adding, you need more than Beis Hillel says, that you don't need. How open can it be less than 4 amos? Beit Sar Tikkun, he's a Tikkun. Arabo. Tvachim, 4 Tvachim. Philo Enum Rochim Ella Amo. Even if it's only an Amo wide, or Chemisha, or 5 Tvachim. Or Arabo Tvachim, or 4 Tvachim wide, still Tzarech Lechi, needs a Lechi. Or Pachos Ami Arabo, Enum Tzarech Lechum. Once it's less than 4, you don't need anything. Okay. So the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Omer of Sheshis, about a third and a halfway down the page. So Omer of Sheshis, Omer Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav. So we have this quote in the name of Rav. Modim Chachamim Rav Eliezer Bepasei Chotzer. The Chomer greets Rabbi Eliezer when it comes not to a case of a lechi by a mavui, but the pass which you put at the end of the chotzer, the board which you put at the end of the chotzer to enclose the opening of the chotzer, that you need to. That's Rav Sheshis' version. Rabbi Nachman himself says, Abra halacha ki Eliezer. The Pasei Chotzer, which means the Chachamim argue, but we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Man Moedim. Who we said the Chachamim moed to Rabbi Eliezer, which Chachamim were moed to Rabbi Eliezer by a case of a Chotzer? It's referring to Rabbi. Okay. Rav Nachman said Aloha. That we pass calling him, Mithal, the means somebody argues. Who is that who argues? Man Palagale Rabbonin. The Chachamim are the ones who argue. Of the Chachamim of that argument of Rebbe and the Rabbonin hold not like Reb Eliezer, but we pass like Reb Eliezer. The Tanya, where is this Machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbonin? Chatzar Niteres Bepasech. The Tanakhama says, the Chachamim say that you can. Permit a chotzer with just one pass. Rebbe Amar Mishnei Pass, and you need two. So here we have the Chum saying one. And Renav has passed. Can we pass like Rav Eliezer? You need to. Could have said pass like Rav Rebbe. You need to. And we have Rebbe saying you need to like Rav Eliezer. Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Mor is going to wants to move into what's Rabbi Yechanan's shita, Rabbi Yechanan's position about the what's required by a chatzar. Says Rabbi Yechanan, chatzar tzricha b'shnei pasim, it needs two pasim. Okay. Omer the Rebbe Zeir, the Rebbe Yasser, Rebbe Zeir asked Rebbe Asim, Yom Rebbe Yechon Hachi, the Rebbe Yechon say you need two Pasim, Vaha Atzu Damart, Mishmeid Rebbe Yechon, you quoted Rebbe Yechon on a different occasion. What's the line? Pasi Chatzu Tzichim Shehei Behen Dalet. So it has that four Tvachim. He says, okay, no problem. L'chitema Arba Mikan, it means two, each one is four Tvachim. Varbo Mikan, you need four on both sides. Then more so they can't be. Hotani Rav Adar Bar Avimi, Kameid Rabbi Yechanina. We have this quote before that he explained the case of the Chatzik Tan and the Chatzik Gedayla. Vamerlo Kameid Rabbi Yechanina, either in front of Rabbi Yechanina or in front of Rabbi Yechanina Bar Papi. The wider one has to be 11. Well, if the wider one has to be 11, you need four on each side. You have more than 11. Because an amma is three tvachim, so you have an amma and a third. The Gemara says kisolik.
An amma is three tvachim.
Six tvachim, three on each side. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Thank you. Some more says Kisolik Rebbe Zera. Some people give Rebbe Abba Biyabi when he came from the place called Yami. Pirsha, he explained the following: Baruch Achas Barbo Mishteirucha is Mashulakan or Mashulakan. But on one side, it requires four tvachim. If you have on both sides, each one can be minimal. V'ha detani, this price of that, Rav Adar Bar Avimi quoted, it's Rabbi He, it holds you need two. V'stavala kribyasi, that each one has to be three tefachim. Otherwise, why would you say you need 11? You could do even less than 11. Because each one can be a mashu. Okay. Omer. Yeah, we'll do it later. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. So now we're to know what Shmuel holds about this. So they call the name of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Chatzani Teres Pasech, and one is enough. So now we're going to ask the other way around. Omle Ba'al Rav Yosef, Mi Omer Shmuel Haki. Does Shmuel say one pass is enough? Ver Omle Shmuel, the Rav Chananya Bar Shila, Atlas Sabbat Uvda, you should not allow it practically, Ola Ober Rav Dauphin. You need the two passim where the majority is enclosed. This is what Abai asked of Yosef. I'm going to leave a nola yadana. I don't know about that case. So I don't know what to tell you about that. But the uvda havo, I do know the following about Shmuel. There was a story which happened. Midura de Rusa, that same, I'm assuming Midura de Rusa means the place where shepherds lived. So it was the same place as we had before, just that was a.
Excuse me.
another one with the same appellation. Loshen Yam Hanichnas Lechatzer Haba. There was a waterfront property, and it had a wall facing the had a wall facing the water, and that wall was removed, and the water came in, or the water expanded, and the water came up and went in. So there was such a maisa, and so now what do they do with the yam as a karmelis? So there's this extension of this karmelis into their chotzer. So what do they have to do? What's the command of Yehuda? All he did was that he required one pass. So I see that Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, says that all you need is one pass. So you're telling me that there was a mice over there, he told that you should be machaber, Rachidida, Chalaya, Rashila, you should be machaber, they have two. I don't know. I know there's a mice, Allah, so the Rabbi Yehuda said one is enough. So I'm late, so who's talking over here? Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said back, that's what Rav Yosef was talking. So Abai said back to Rav Yosef, Losin Yam Kamarta, extension of the sea, like a little tongue of the sea sticking in. Kaul Shekil Chachamim B'mayim. General Chazal were more makel when it came to addressing issues of how to enclose areas of water. How do I know? Rabbi Tavla mirav. Rabbi Tavla asked Rav, Mechitza Tzuluya Mao Shatatar Bechurva. If you have a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, the wall itself is 10 tefachim high, but it is suspended in the air. It doesn't reach the ground. It's called mechitza tzuluya. It's mechitza, but it's suspended. So you could have a scenario where theoretically you have a churva. Sometimes the bottom part of it falls out, and the top part of the wall is still intact. So that could that count as a wall? The only place where Chazal allowed mechitza tzuluya is by water. It's a kula Chazal made when it comes to issues of water. So if a person wants to draw water, Chazal permitted a person a case where the house was immediately adjacent to the water. Chazal permitted the person to go out on some type of a deck and make a hole in it and go down and reach down and take water out. The water is the makarmelis and the house is Rishus HaYachid. We'll consider the water Rishus HaYachid also, because the mechitzas which are around the deck, which are the right height, the 10th Rahim height, etc., will be looked as if they went down into the water and enclosed that area of water. The area of water you're taking, if you take directly beneath it, is not a karmelis anymore. It's Rishus HaYachid. It's a mechitza tuluya. As far as the water is concerned, that mechitza is suspended in the air. It works. That's a kula by maya. So Bai's point to say is that the case is a case of Lashon Yam. So that was a kula by mayim. But in general, you need two pas, according to Shmuel. Okay. So where says okay. Kolakum kasha. Then, if so, you're left with this question. Because Shmuel said over here, he's quoted to say that it needs one. And there's a mice somewhere over there. He needed two. He required two. Kiyasa Rapapa, Rehuna Bredu Yeshua, and Bei Rav, when the two of them came back from Yeshiva, for sure they explained the following. Miruah Ka'achas Ba'arba, Mishtei Ruchais, Mashulukan, Mashulukan. So there is an option of one, only one side. That was the mice he said, what that one pass is enough. It was a pass of four. And he also said you need two. That's if each one's only a mashu. Okay. Okay, the Mor says Umra Papa. So Papa says E Kashali. Paul Kashali, if I have a problem now, this is the problem I would have. Darmale Shmuel Larab Chananya Barshila. Shmuel told us Talmud Chananya Barshila. Atlas Abarub the Elo Ibarib Daifan number stay passim. Either you can have two passim, each one a mashu, or you can have Rive Daifan. Lomeli Rive Daifan, according to what you're telling me right now, what do you need Rive Daifan for? Once it's for Twachim, that'll count as a pass. The pass Arboa Sagi, it's enough that that thing that doesn't have to close the majority of the side, it just make a pass of four and it's mutter. What was the case? He said you need the majority of a daifin. But daifin Shiva, if the opening was seven, the Arboa, how will they arrive daifin? And the majority of the is four. So four and Rav Daifan are synonymous. But that's not true. Lomeli above. That's a scenario. Three and a mashu should be enough. The Omer of Achalai, Mitema Rav Echil, Arabo. We said before that up to four, Tzvachim doesn't need anything. So once, if the whole opening was seven, you enclose three and a mashu, the opening is less than seven, so you don't need any, it's less than four, you don't need anything. Okay, Iboy say the Merkis has two answers. Kan Mechatzah, Kan B'Movi. Iboy say the Rabbi Chalai Gufei Tanoihi. So, either the Merkis is the case is between a case of Mechatzah, the case of a Movi. So if it's in the criteria of a chatzer, so the question is, one place needs Rav Daifin, one place a passive arbo, two passim is a mashu each. You're saying one pass arbo is enough, and one saying you need a case of Rav Daifin, so the chatzer. Right, so what was the question? Rechalai says once it's less than four, it's okay. I'm not sure how to apply this, which way to go in applying it. Let's see, Rashi. Pasei Chotzer. Second narrow line. In the person of the Makama Asula, Tzricha Shir, Mishnei Tzidah. If the area of the Chatzah opens to an area where it's not, the two areas are prohibited from one to the other, you need to have something left on both sides. Man Moidim, the Kamer, Rabbi Yirmiya, when he said that the Kamer Moidah, who do you have in mind? He meant Rabbi. My Hilchus of the Kamer Ibn Nachman Nachman said that that's we paskin like him, which means somebody argues Mashal the Mechal the Pligi of Pasek Chotzer. Somebody argues who was that man? Paul Galay Rebbonon, B'nei Machlutas Shel Rebbe. The Chachamim who argued on Rebbe, that would be the ones who are saying we don't paskin like. Gzal Ba'achas says we delek Ela Shloshim Mikanos. Shloshim Mikanos, three on each side, not four. Tani Gdala Mataris in this time is Gdala's Mutter. Miami, Olam in a Yam. Since Miami wasn't a specific place, he came from. He came back from some excursion on the sea. Rebbe, he was several attributes that. So the case of that you say it's a you need 11. It's going like Rebbe that you need two. Damer lechi and it's going like Rebbe. Damer lechi rachel shloisha tvachim by the definition of lechi is three tvachim wide. Rabbi Yochanan leaves the Rabbanan, the Kamer of the past, the Kamer of Rabbanan, Arboa, Tzvachim, Bu, Vishnei Ruchas, Sagi, Vishnei Mashahu. If it's one, you need four Tzvachim. If it's two, each one is a Mashahu. So that's in a case of the a case of a movi with a lechi, and he's talking about the case of a pas in a chotzer, and he's saying that that requires four tefach. There was a ma'aser loshen yamshin to chotzer hava pirtzu adayfen bimluy. It basically broke open that wall. He said, put a pass there. Bereisha cuts on one end. So now the water inside the chotzer, beyond the outer wall, is now mutter to gather in the water. We don't look at it as if the yam, which is normally a caramel, is being scooped up into the Rishos HaYachid. They allowed drawing the water with the even minimal correction. Like, we allow certain coolers when it comes to water, we do not allow other places. So he gave us an example of a mechitzas tuyus by case of a churva, which we're saying doesn't work. You have like this extension out of the house, which is like a deck, which is above the water. Parakeis and mishtatim, we'll talk about later on. Come welcome to Shmuel and Shmuel Kash. We have a steer in Shmuel. So the Mora says, they explain, Peshul and Shmuel, the high the comer pass, Echad, Hano Arbot Tvachim. If it's only one, it needs four Tvachim. If each one is. You know, let's hold it here. So hold it my Nicole Malcolm Cash. Let me finish that Rashi. Hold my Pershua.